Shalom, today's daf yomi is Tanis daf tesai and Tanis 16. We had said in our Mishnah that everyone takes some of the ashes and puts it on their head. However, the Nasi and the Av Bezdin, they have somebody else put it on their head. So the Gemara asks, what's the difference between them? The Gemara says, Nasi ve'av bezdin, nami nishko inu v'ninu baroshayo. Why don't they put on their own heads, the president and the head of the court? Why don't they put on their own heads like everybody else? Ma'ishna deshakol inu shachrinu manachul. Why do other people have to put it on their heads for them? So says Rabbi Abba, demin kesri. So Rabbi Abba from Caesarea says, Eino doma, we can't compare mitbayish mi'atzmo. You can't compare somebody who is embarrassed on his own. He does something embarrassing on their own. You can't compare that to somebody who's embarrassed by other people. Somebody who gets embarrassed from other people has a lot of shame and it's much more embarrassing. And so therefore, specifically, the Nasi and the Av Bezdin, who are, because they're more distinguished, and so therefore their embarrassment is going to be even greater if somebody else puts the ashes on them. However, the rest of the people, they're not so distinguished. It's not going to be more embarrassing for them if other people put it on them. So therefore, it's enough for them to put it on themselves. That's how Rashi explains it. So the Gemara says, where do they put these ashes on their head? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, b'makom tefillin. They place it, the ashes, in the place where you put the tefillin of the head. And we learned this from the fact that it says in Isaiah 61:3, that for the mourners of Zion, they will give for them glory in exchange for the ashes. And so we see from here that the tefillin of the head are called pe'er, or called glory, because it says in Ezekiel 24:17, and the Gemara in Brachos 11a says Percha refers to the tefillin. So we see from Isaiah that you're going to put the ashes in a time of mourning and distress in the place where they put the tefillin of the head, which is called Pe'er. And so since tefillin is called Pe'er, it's glory, that's why we don't wear the tefillin. It's one of the reasons why we don't wear the tefillin on Tisha B'Av or as a mourner, because it's glory and you're in a time of distress. Also for that reason, this is why the practice should not be to leave the tefillin lying around, not covered up, even on Rosh Chodesh when we're, for example, preparing to take off the tefillin for Musaf. Sometimes the people are in a rush, so they want to daven Musaf, and so they'll leave the tefillin unwrapped, and they won't wrap it up. But that's not appropriate. You should wrap up the tefillin because the tefillin are glory pe'er, and so you shouldn't leave them uncovered. So then our Mishnah had said that you take the ark out into the street of the city in order to do the prayers and the fasts and the fasting that was done in the street. So the Gemara explains, why do they go out specifically into the street to pray? So the Gemara says, Lama Yotzin L'Rachov, why do you specifically go out into the street? So the Gemara brings two reasons why you go out into the street to pray on a fast day. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba says, Lomar, to say, Za'aknu B'tzina, we cried out in our synagogue in private, and we weren't answered, and we didn't rain. So therefore, nivazeh atzmeinu b'far hesya. Let's embarrass ourselves in public, so that maybe we'll humble ourselves even more, and so therefore our repentance will be more complete, and therefore God will answer our prayers. So that's why we're going to go out into the public. Rish Lakish gives a different answer to say galinu. Galina, we've been exiled from the synagogue into the streets of the city. Gulutenu mechaperet aleinu. Let our exile serve as an atonement for us. So that's the answer between Rav Chiya Bar. That's the two answers. One from Rav Chiya Bar Abba said we cried out in private. Now let's cry out in public. And Reish Lakish is to say that we've been exiled. So therefore, maybe that'll serve as an atonement for us. Yes, the Gemara may binayu. What's the difference between these two answers? Ika binayu. The different distinction between them is the galim bei kanishta lo bnei kanishta. I'd say that people went from one synagogue to another synagogue, and they didn't go out to pray in the street. And according to Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, won't help because you're still crying out in private, and so therefore you're not going to have the embarrassment of the public embarrassment, the public shame. So because everybody who prays in a synagogue it's like you're praying in private. But according to the Reish Lakish's explanation, it's sufficient because you've been exiled from your place of prayer into another place. So, by the way, I just want to pause that during COVID, a lot of people left their normal synagogue to went out to pray. So we see from here that this could be a kapara. This could be an atonement for all of us who've been praying in a different place. So ask the Gemara, Lama motzien es hateva rochova shalir. Why do we take out the ark into the streets of the city? Why is it necessary to also take out the ark, which holds the Torah scrolls in it? Says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Lomar kuitza nua hayolanu, is to say, to confess that what caused our sins, we had a holy, modest utensil, which is the ark, vinitbaze bavoninu, and because of our sins, we have to embarrass it and take it out into the street. We've caused the Torah scroll to be embarrassed. V'lama miskasim misak. And why do we cover ourselves when we pray with sackcloths? Amar b'chibar abba v'lamar harei anu chashuvin kabehema. To show that we're just like an animal, because we're wearing a sackcloth, which comes from the hairs, the goat hairs of an animal. So it's like we're looking like we're an animal. V'lama nosin efer mikla al gabi teva. Why do they put the ashes on the ark? Says Rabbi Yehuda ben Paz, Klamar imo anochi b'tzara. That the reason why you place the ashes on the ark is to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us in our distress. Imo anochi b'tzara. And so that's the idea. The concept is that God is also sharing in our distress. Reish Lakish gives a different answer. He says to say that he cites a different verse, B'chol tzara sam lo tzar, that in all of our distress, all the distress of the Jewish people, God also is distressed. And that's the symbolism of the ashes on the ark.